Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. Sitting in for Dave Dickey, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the cash hog report for today. Trading in the Midwest is expected to be limited today, with bids mostly steady in the western Corn Belt, flat to lower in the east. The buying interest will be for next week's delivery, since essentially all plants are full for Friday and Saturday slaughter, and Saturday slaughter is expected to be very light, likely under 10,000 head, according to private sources. In Peoria, the top price called it 41 even, and they say the run is mostly lights and sows. They see a steady day today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Thursday, February 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,456. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 57.50 to 68 even. The weighted average was 63.94, down 71 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 43.96 to 54 even, the weighted average 50.65. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 10,338. The base price range was 57 even to 68 even. The weighted average, 64.77, up 75 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 45.95 to 53.50. The weighted average was 50.23.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
We'll take a look at the overnight trade on the Chicago and Kansas City Boards of Trade in a moment. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here to do that is AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, first off, we'll start out in South America, where scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred in about a third of Brazil's summer grain and oilseed production areas yesterday. Most of the precipitation fell from Sao Paulo into northern Paraná into Goiás and Mato Grosso. Rainfall reached over 2¾ inches in coastal Sao Paulo, while just over 1¼ inches resulted randomly from the southern portion of Minas Gerais into the Goiás border area. Rainfall also was under 0.75 inches. Dry conditions occurred from central Minas Gerais and most of Espírito Santo into Bahia. Not much has changed in the two-week forecast for Brazil. Showers and thunderstorms will impact much of the nation over the next couple of weeks. The nation has moved away from the persistent heavy rain pattern earlier this summer. It is summer there. Showers and thunderstorms will occur frequently, but they will have more sunshine in between the rain events and less resulting rainfall from each event. The end result will be a gradual improvement in both crop development and early season harvest activity. Portions of Rio Grande do Sul, Bahia, Espírito Santo, and northern Minas Gerais will keep their drier biases for a little while longer. As far as Argentina, they're having trouble holding on to the rain event that we've been looking at for this weekend. Today's computer models further reduce the rain potential for Sunday and Monday. It's the second large precipitation event that has basically been wiped out for this week, and if the trend continues, there will be a need for some timely rain later this month and in March to assure favorable soil conditions for the summer crops. For now, Argentina's soil moisture is still favorable and supportive of normal crop development, except in the southern portion of Buenos Aires and La Pampa, where dryness is starting to stress some of the corn there. Soybeans in the majority of the coarse grain areas remain in very good conditions. Now back to the U.S., where in the west, unsettled showery weather continues from northern California into the northern Rockies. Rain is aiding the pastures and winter grain areas in the northern half of California, while highly beneficial snowfall is accumulating from the Sierra Nevada into the Intermountain West. Further south, extremely dry conditions persist from southern California into much of Arizona, and that is one area that is in a severe drought situation. The only area is really on the map with anything worse than that, which would be extreme or exceptional drought. There's a little patch along the Rio Grande River that is an exceptional drought in west central Texas, and they do have from anywhere from abnormally dry to severe drought conditions across a good portion of Texas from the Rio Grande Valley all the way up into the Red River Valley of southern Oklahoma. And across the northern plains, portions of the western Dakotas and the panhandle of Nebraska are in a hydrological drought situation that is classified as extreme, and extreme drought also in the Arrowhead of Minnesota. Outside of that region, the main corn and soybean belt pretty decent as far as the moisture content of the soil goes. And again, we still have plenty of time to pick up more moisture there. The Corn Belt still experiencing the bitterly cold weather, and that's maintaining stress on livestock, although the lower Midwestern winter grains are benefiting from the improved insulation in the wake of the snowfall from last week. On the plains, cold weather prevails, although harshest conditions with temperatures as low as 20 below zero are confined to the eastern Dakotas. The recent snowfall and winter wheat protective snow cover remains unfavorably shallow and patchy in Montana and South Dakota. Conditions for livestock especially harsh across the Dakotas with bitter cold, and in the central high plains with a protracted period of cold weather and deep snow cover. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Overnight trade now on the Kansas City and Chicago Boards of Trade. It was an up overnight session in Chicago. Kansas City hard red winter wheat a little bit lower during the overnight trade. March wheat in Kansas City opened at 484, down 0.75 cents. Last traded half, down half. May wheat 493 on the open, down a half. Last trade down one. July 494.5, down a half. Last trade down a half. In Chicago, though, different story. May or March wheat, rather, opened overnight at 459, up 2. Last traded up 2.5 cents. The May at 474, up 1.5. Last trade up 1.25. July 481.25, up 3/4. Last trade up 1.75. December wheat $5 even, up a penny. Last trade up 1. March corn opened at $4.25, up a half. Last traded up 3.5 cents. The May 411.5, down a quarter. Last trade up 3. July 417.5, down a quarter. Last trade up 2.75. September 405, down a half. Last trade up 2. December corn 385.5, down 1. Last trade up a half. March of 08 corn at 402, down 1, or down 1 in the open, rather. Last traded up 3/4. March soybeans opened at 746.75, up 3. Last traded up 7.75 cents. The May at 761, up 3/4. Last traded up 6. July 774.5, up 3/4. Last trade up 6.5. The November bean contract 796, up 1.25. Last trade up 7. January of 08 beans 799, down 1. Last trade up 5. March soybean meal opened at 216 even, up 7. Last trade up 190, up 70 rather. And the May meal contract 220.90, up 1 even. Last traded up 210. March bean oil opened at 30.50, up 7. Last trade up 20. The May 31.08, up 13, up 18. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
We see the soybeans increasing quite a bit overnight, yet there may be a little bit of a softening tone because of the supply-demand report that came out today.
Yeah, that's correct. The government released its February supply and demand numbers this morning. They really the biggest news was in the soybean report. They lowered U.S. exports by 20 million bushels, anticipating greater competition out of our South American friends. So they raised ending stocks from 575 to 595 million, which, you know, in that is definitely a negative tone. But with the overnights up 6 to 7 and the firm tone in the corn and the wheat markets, they're still I still think you're going to see soybeans open higher, just not to the degree that we saw the beans on the overnight.
Supply-demand report not being seen as too much of a factor in the corn and the wheat, though, today.
That's correct. They did not change anything on the U.S. numbers. What they did do, Tom, was they raised the South American production of corn and soybeans. So world carryover actually increased slightly in corn and soybeans. I believe the wheat number decreased slightly. But as one trader said, this is one of those reports where 5 to 15 minutes into this morning's session, they're going to forget about this and start looking again at planting. You know, NOAA came out yesterday, started to talk about weather conditions and maybe some dry, predicting a dry summer. And we all know with a demand-driven environment that we've got, if we start threatening yields, these markets can be pretty explosive.
Yeah, I noticed in the calls that we get this morning at the top of each page was the outlook for a hotter and drier summer.
Yes, and obviously that'll be a big threat. And, you know, the first thing everybody's going to watch for is how wet or dry are we going to be during planting season? Are we going to get the 10 to 12 million corn acres that everybody says we're going to need to keep up with demand. If we're real wet during planting season, that's going to be the first indication that this corn market's ready to run higher.
So what are your calls this morning?
Look for corn and soybeans to both be 2 to 3 higher, not quite as much at the overnights, but again, off to a firm start. Wheat, 1 to 2 higher following the overnights. You know, I don't expect a real active day. Wouldn't be surprised to see choppy and even some negative trade at some point.
What about on the Merc very quickly?
The Merc was lower yesterday, and with the expected run-up in the grains, don't look for much strength there, so probably a little bit easier opening on the Merc side.
All right, thanks for your time, Ed.
You bet, Tom.
Ed Dunn is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Quick look at the stock markets right now after opening. The Dow Industrial Average is up about 22 points at 12,660. The S&P is up 2 at 1450, and the NASDAQ Composite Average is up about 4.5 points, standing right now at 2493.28. Look for a mostly cloudy day in the south and in far northern Indiana, elsewhere partly sunny, and highs between 10 and 30 north to south in Illinois and Indiana. It's 9:01.